Hello, Podlers. As always, thank you ever so much for downloading. Coming up on the show, during these tricky times, a wonderful gesture from one of my dear listeners.
I mean, if I was to somehow beat my three, then they get the money, not me. There's more important things in life, Dave, and, you know, it starts with health and it starts with our NHS.
Find out how listener Nick got on Five Words, Five Grand, and plenty more.
Prepare yourselves. We liked his voice so much, we put it in a podcast. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where I am intrigued by your first thoughts. Get them in across the Absolute Radio socials. But we must, first things first, cross live to Glenn Moore, because when we all plugged into our laptops from self-isolation this morning, when I joined at least, Glenn was in the middle of telling Matt Dyson an anecdote about a chimpanzee, and I need to know what happened.
Glenn, I'm dying tonight.
Firstly, good morning. Secondly, good morning. Tell us more about this chimp.
I don't know where to begin. Basically, there's a chimpanzee that my girlfriend follows on Instagram, and this chimpanzee.
Hang on a second.
Wow, guitar solo already.
Named in the first minute of the show. The
I think it's an early one, isn't it?
It's a record.
Jot it down, producers. Jot it. Right, carry on.
So this chimpanzee does paintings, and they're not good. They're not good paintings. It's like what would happen if a chimpanzee did a painting. And then what happens is the sanctuary who look after him, they sell those paintings in exchange for like charitable donations. So I thought, oh, maybe as a surprise for my girlfriend's birthday, I'll buy her a painting from this chimpanzee. Last month I was in touch with this guy in Miami, asking about how much these sort of paintings cost, and he got back to me and they were absolutely like extortionate. Like, we're in the wrong business. We need to be chimpanzees doing paintings. And so I sort of left it there. Anyway, on a separate note, yesterday I ended up just binge watching all of Tiger King, the show we're talking about. Yeah, a completely binge watch whole thing. And about three episodes in, this guy popped up, and I was like, I recognise that name. And it was the guy. It's not the actual Tiger King, but it was a guy. It was a guy called Mario, who it turned out was sentenced to 100 years in prison for running running ring.
Oh, spoiler alert! Yeah.
No, he's not. He's not that relevant to the story.
He's not, right. Okay, good.
But it was just the documentary people going, and this guy's weird as well.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird ones in Florida.
I was just sat there thinking, that's the guy I was emailing, but I was sat there to my girlfriend, and I couldn't tell her because it would ruin the surprise.
That's amazing.
I know. I nearly bought a painting from this man.
You could share it at last.
You nearly bought a chimpanzee's painting from a drug baron.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's birthday.
From a Cuban drug lord who runs a sanctuary in Miami. This is the weirdest story I've ever heard. Stop the show now.
I think we're done for the day.
Thank God I didn't buy it, because this was last month when I was going to buy it, and it was so expensive. I was like, I'm not going to. It was like hundreds of pounds, and I was like, I'm not going to buy that. And thank God I didn't, because about 2 weeks later, coronavirus hit, and obviously everyone's sort of tightening their belts a bit more. And it would have been awful if a couple of weeks down the line, my girlfriend's like, can you afford to pay the bills this month? And I'm like, no, because I bought a painting from my mother.
Amazing. Presumably it'll be on sale now. He's probably trying to shift them. It might be half price during this.
Well, he's probably got a lot of time on his hands. He's probably knocking them out.
If a Colombian drug lord named Mario offers to send you anything in the post, whether it be under the guise of a painting by a chimpanzee, just say no, thanks, kids. Yeah. Just say no. It's a Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where I'm after your first thoughts across the Absolute Radio socials. Johnny Cash is short for Jonathan Currency. That's from Evie and Jake, who have been listening to a lot of The Great Man whilst in self-isolation.
It's a good thing to do in isolation, that is.
Dave, after a weekend watching a whole pile of horror movies, zombies have unbelievably strong teeth for people with no dental hygiene, says Dylan.
You completely agree.
Valid point.
Milo tweeted saying Moses was the first person ever to have a tablet connected to the cloud.
Brilliant.
keep them coming. But right now, just because it's become a tradition, it is time to continue the serialization of the snail and the whale. Will, fitting music, if you would. Thank you. If you're just joining us, the snail has got on the whale. All right, here we go.
Yes.
This is the sea so wild and free that carried the whale and the snail on his tail. To towering icebergs and far-off lands. I'm going to break the rules, actually, and do a couple of pages today just so we can get through this. With fiery mountains and golden sands. These are the waves that arched and crashed, that foamed and frolicked and sprayed and splashed. The tiny snail on the tail of the whale. These are the caves beneath the waves where stripy fish with feathery fins and sharks and hideous toothy grins swam around the whale with the snail on his tail. We got three pages done that time, so...
Great. How many pages are there?
There's a lot. Because it's such a thin-looking book, I didn't realise when I started this last week. Is it over a week ago we started this? We're not even halfway through A Snail in a Whale.
Yeah. Did you see, I love the pictures on that section of the book as well. Every Julia Donaldson book has a little other animal that looks like the Gruffalo in it. Or the guy who does the drawings, Alex Schaffler, I think his name, or Axel
That's
Schaffler.
That's right, Axel Schaffler, yeah.
Axel Schaffler, he always draws a little animal that looks just like the Gruffalo, and you've got to try and spot it in the book.
I don't have that copy. Mine was drawn by a chimpanzee from Miami. Cost me $7,000.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's a Tuesday morning. The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where I'm intrigued by your first thoughts. Paul says his first thought was, whoever named the belly button clearly had an outie. Something to think about while in self-isolation today.
Yeah, good point.
Or would it be called the belly cave, would it, I suppose? Yeah. The belly crevice? Oh, that doesn't sound very
belly
good.
Belly crevice is horrible. Absolutely
belly
horrible.
Crevice. Hang on a second. That's the podcast naming first music book guitar sounding there. The belly button crevice is absolutely horrible. Let's jot it down for later on in the show. Matt Dyson, what was your first thought today?
18 rolls of pure quilted goodness. Finally, the search is over. My wife left the house for the first time the other day after 2 weeks of isolation. She was allowed to go on her own to the local supermarket, and the shelves had been barren of toilet roll for weeks. There hadn't been any. We couldn't get any on the online shop. We all know about the drought because of the panic buyers. And yesterday, it was there. 18 pack of Andrex, and we were down to our last two. It couldn't have been more timely. The panic is over. There is toilet roll based joy in the Dyson house.
Did you feel suspicious that just there on the shelves was just this one 18 pack? Because you think, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it?
Well, Katie thought it was a mirage at first, but I don't think we even think too much about it. We just grab it. Just grab it when you can. That's my advice.
Because obviously yours, that's down to two loo rolls in a house of five people.
Exactly. It was. I was considering
making for this world.
Considering making my own, I found a recipe online for making your own toilet roll.
Did you?
Other bits. You can like mush up old paper, add a bit of like baby oil or aloe vera, and then dry it out, roll it out, and you can do homemade toilet roll. But thankfully, we're not going to get to that stage.
It's got Bear Grylls written all over, isn't it?
Thank the Lord we're not getting to that stage.
Does a Bear Grylls poo in the woods? I mean, that's the big question. And what does he use after? Oh, dear. Sorry, everyone. Keep your first thoughts coming across the Absolute Radio socials. Or, of course, you can email me anytime about anything. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where it is time for Matt Dyson to socially arm us all. Matt, what's going on?
Well, first, a lovely heartwarming tale about communication involving a cat during lockdown. This is a person called Sean Cosgrove in Leeds, obviously stuck in her house. And across the road, she noticed a lovely cat sat in the window. She thought she'd try and find out the cat's name and put up a piece of paper in her window saying, "What is the black and white cat called?" She wrote down and stuck to her window. And then a couple of hours later, in the house across the road, a single piece of A4 paper was stuck to the window, replying, "Walter." And then the banter continued. She then replied with her own little piece of paper saying, "Great name, Walter is a handsome boy." At which point, a couple of hours later, across the road, they replied, "He says, thank you." sparkling banter across windows during self-isolation. A lovely heartwarming tale there, don't you think?
I
totally
agree
with that, Dyson. Very
conversation
nice.
You'd have with a Ouija board, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is a bit like a Ouija board. And then the other story that's gaining a lot of traction on Twitter at the moment, there's lots of people singing songs, obviously, at home when they're stuck at home and they've not got much else to do. Miles Kane has even covered the Baked Potato song now. But elsewhere, in the meantime, there's a guy called Daryl McLockdown, I'm presuming that's not his real name, who says, from the looks of it, Twitter is now mostly a parade of terribly lit people sat in front of Argos keyboards, so I can see no reason not to join in and add my party piece. Elton John singing the theme to Only Fools and Horses. Amazing.
That's wow. Absolutely outstanding.
Really good impression, isn't it? Great use of your time when you're stuck inside as well. So that's your social hammer action. It's viral. It's trending. It's gaining traction. Should we still be saying viral? Should we?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's a Tuesday morning, and it was not one yesterday, which means we get to have another go this morning. Yes, five words, £5,000 is on the way. But I've been asking for your first thoughts in this opening hour of the show. Jenna's just got in touch across the socials, and she says, if your dad is a lawyer, he is both your father. Had your father-in-law. Yeah, okay. Dave, it dawned on me over the weekend. Thanks for getting in touch, Jenna. Please feel free to do so again. There's a whole generation of people alive who have never heard Static, and that's coming from Alexander. We'll leave you with that one. We'll be asking for your first thoughts again tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Tuesday morning, the warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where it is time for your 6 degrees of national days. So, today is National Bunsen Burner Day, a chance for us all to honour the birthday of the German chemist Robert Wilhelm Eberhard von Bunsen. Robert Wilhelm Eberhard von Bunsen was born in 1811. Incidentally, 1811 Fahrenheit is roughly 988 Celsius. And as Robert Wilhelm Eberhard von Bunsen would have well known, 988 Celsius is the melting point of sodium fluoride. Now, the chemical symbol for sodium fluoride is NaF. Another thing that's naff is the fact that none of us... Thanks for bearing with me, everybody.
What a link.
Another thing that's naff is the fact that none of us can get our hair cut right now due to social distancing. So today, on National Bunsen Burner Day, I'm asking you, have you ever cut your own hair or a friend's hair, and how badly did it go? Get in touch across the Absolute Radio socials. I'll get the ball rolling, and I'm going to make this like a Cluedo. This was Toby Simmons, no guard on the clippers over mum and dad's bath. That was when my friend asked me to shave his head when we were about 15, and I forgot to put the number 2 guard on the clippers.
Oh, dear.
And went straight through the middle with just the bare kind of prongs sticking out. And on a personal note, my mum used to cut my hair. I know that happened to many people listening to this right now, and we don't want to make it about the haircuts you had when you were a kid. And I did once post a picture of me as a child. And from the ages of about 6 until about 11, I looked like a Bjork tribute act, thanks to my mum's haircutting abilities. So this question on National Degrees Day, it really does, it cuts deep for me. I'm asking you, have you ever cut your own hair or a friend's hair, and how badly did it go? Matt Dyson.
Katie tried to cut my hair last week when she trimmed my neck hair. She offered to give me a little light dusting with the scissors, but thankfully I stopped her before she could get the scissors out. But as she shaved my neck, she did leave patches in my back hair because she took the guard off the clippers and just started hacking away at my back hair. So I'm currently got little clumps missing on my back, but my head is fine.
Wow. Oh, God. What a story.
I can't see what it looks like. So I'm blissfully unaware.
You were going to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on ice for a while, but hopefully they've grown back by then.
You're the only person I know who's had a hack, sack and crack. Emma Jones, have you ever cut someone else's hair or your own hair, and how badly did it go?
Well, no, but in this time of lockdown, my husband is asking me whether I can cut his hair, which I absolutely cannot. I have no idea what I'm doing, but obviously he can't go and get a haircut. So I'm deciding whether I should do it or not.
Do it.
Who's going to see?
Go on.
Well, no one's going to have to see him. I said, let's use it as an experiment to grow your hair as long as possible because you don't need to see anyone. That's and then when it, we're allowed yeah. back out, you can go and get it cut. I don't. His hair is his pride and joy, and I just don't want to. I'll definitely mess it up. But if we do it, I think I will live stream it for the entertainment
value.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Stefan, I'm pleased to say, is going to be making an appearance on the show a little later on. So we'll ask him if he's up for it then as well. So on 6 Degrees of National Days, we're asking, have you ever cut your own hair or a friend's hair? How badly did it go?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Tuesday morning. It's National Bunsen Burner Day, which is why I'm asking, have you ever cut your own or somebody else's hair? And how badly did it go? And joining us right now on line one, we have Kieran. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Dave.
So it's lovely having you on the show. I believe you cut your own hair. Please tell everybody how badly it went.
Well, it went pretty badly. To start off, I didn't intend to cut my own hair. I was into trimming my beard and had a sneeze and slipped and created chaos.
So you slipped because you sneezed, and then you started to gradually try and make up for the error that had occurred because of the sneeze, and that led you further and further and further up your own face.
Yep, that's pretty much exactly how it happened. I thought whenever it happened, oh, I can fix this. Bit of hope 15-20 minutes later of trying to fade it in, and absolutely all of it came off.
So when did you realize you were going too far, Kieran? There must have been a moment like when you were just like at the end of your forehead where you realized things had to stop.
Yeah, it's I started on one side of the head trying to fade it in and thought, oh, I've done a pretty good job there. Thought I need to match it up on the other side, and just slowly got worse and worse. And tried to get my wife to fix it, and she thought, I'm having none of this. So the next resort was just the number one all over.
Eyebrows, the full works, all gone. Yeah. It's the only way you've got to move on.
Luckily, I still kept the beard, but it was a bit bizarre because I've not had hair that short for about 20 years. So the next day in work, whenever I kept catching glimpses of myself, I kept freaking out.
Kieran, thank you for telling us the story. We asked, how badly has it gone when you've attempted to cut your own hair? It went so badly for Kieran that he would frighten himself when he caught his own reflection. Wonderful
bad.
Stuff. Thanks, Kieran. Have a great day. Stay safe out there. Love to the family.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Tuesday morning. It also happens to be National Bunsen Burner Day, which is why I'm asking you, and it is very timely, as many of us have to, because it's the right thing to do, practice social distancing. Have you ever cut your own hair or someone else's, and how badly did it go? Joanna's just messaged us saying, I cut my husband's hair on Thursday. However, we didn't own any hair clippers, so we used my bikini trimmer instead. I helped my son out last week. He asked me to do a fade. We haven't spoken since.
That's quite advanced even for a barber, isn't it? It's not going to work at home.
Despite being in self-isolation in the same house as Warren. Well, we touched on it already, mate. You're so right. And Stefan is falling victim prey to this. It's just presuming your other half can cut hair.
Yeah.
why do people presume their other halves can cut hair?
Something it's, that he so normally strange. Pays a professional £40 to do. Yeah. Thinks that I'm not going to make a mess of it.
£40 for a haircut. That's so media.
Dave.
Dave. I pay £10 in my village.
We know that, Matt. We know that. I once cut my fringe with a pair of curved nail scissors, and my hairdresser laughed so hard that he cried. And that's from our companion Sophie K on Absolute Classic Rock. Thank you very much indeed for getting in touch, Sophie. Thank you, everybody, for all of your stories. Wonderful stuff.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Tuesday morning. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, home of this little bad boy.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio. With Wix.
Yes, radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. It is 5 words, £5,000 with Wix. And playing this morning on line one, we have Nick. The warmest of welcomes to the show, Nick.
Morning, Dave, and morning, team. How's it all going?
Morning.
Morning.
Hello.
We're all good, thank you for asking, Nick. And how's everyone your end? Everyone safe and well?
Yeah, Dave, we're all pretty good. It would be very, very easy to complain given what's going on in the grand scheme of things, but we've got food on the table, we've got toilet roll in the bathroom. Most importantly, we've got our health. I'm a happy man, even being trapped indoors with the wife for the last 10 days. It's all good.
Well, yes, I mean, anyone being trapped inside anywhere with their partner for 10 days, we all know how you feel, Nick. We really do. And I'm sure that Mrs. Nick feels exactly the same.
Well, gosh, now, if not worse, yeah.
If not worse. Now, Nick, word reaches me that if you were to be successful on 5 words, £5,000 today, you're going to do something very special with the money. Would you like to tell everybody listening what that is, please?
Yeah, no problem, Dave. And look, I would just temper this with the fact that my highest score so far has been 3 out of 5 overall. Time you've been playing this game, but that said, we had a pretty bad scare weekend before last. Our son took a really bad fall, ended up cracking his head open, and he looked god awful, to be quite honest, for a few hours. So we rushed him to casualty, and the NHS staff were just nothing but phenomenal. Our son's all good, you know, as I say, a bit of a scare, but long story short, you know, those guys need all the recognition they get, and people need to respect them. And if I was to somehow beat my three, then they get the money, not me. There's more important things in life, Dave, and you know, it starts with health and it starts with our NHS. It's for them, not for me.
Nick, that is not only a wonderful message to put out there and one I know that everybody listening agrees with, it's also wonderful, wonderful news to hear that your son is okay. That had it all, Nick, and what an amazing thing. And you know, you're so right. So many people have been handled by the NHS in some way, or they have a family member who has been through the NHS, and we just know how hard they work and how difficult it can be for them, particularly at this time. So if you offering up your £5,000 should you win 5 words, £5,000 is a really wonderful thing to do, Nick. So let's get down to business, shall we? And my first question, as always, is which member of my team would you most like to play alongside?
Interesting one. And I've got to be honest, my natural draw would have been Dyson, just purely, well, for two reasons. Number one, we both have bought championship promotion chasing football teams. But I think also if I was to get Matt, then at least he wouldn't be able to comment on my answers as I gave him, which is always reassuring.
Well, let's spin that fickled finger of fate that is the random player generator and see who Nick's got.
5 words, £5,000. Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Emma Jones. Glenn Moore.
Matt Dyson.
Nick, it has landed on Matt Dyson, your first true love.
Nick.
So that's okay. That's okay.
There's no pressure. Only a £5,000 donation to the NHS here. Great.
Matt, you're going to be fine. Go and make a cup of tea. Take your headphones off to drown out all of Nick's answers. Good luck to you, my friend. Right, now, Nick, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that pops into your head. We'll then give Matt Dyson the same 5 words. Full 5 match. You're winning the NHS £5,000. What a hero you are for such a lovely gesture. And the first word this morning, Nick, is cat.
Dog.
Good.
Bad.
Key.
Lock.
Toy.
Story.
And finally, zoo.
Keeper.
Nick, yeah. This is a fine set of words. We'll see what Matt Dyson's got to say. It's happening next.
5 words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
5 words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. With Wix.
Yes, we're in the middle of Five Words, Five Grand. If you're just joining us, the lovely Nick on line one has said if he were to win today, even though, of course, who wouldn't want the money themselves, after a scary episode with his son that was eased and soothed by the NHS, Nick wants to give the money to those deserving guys. Nick, the whole team agree you've given a fine set of answers without giving anything away. How are you feeling?
Yeah, there's one or two I could have gone either way, so we'll see. Just trust him, Matt, I guess. See what happens.
Okay. Great. The worst thing you could have said. Matt's all on you now.
Oh, no.
You don't want to deprive the NHS of £5,000, do you, Matt?
I don't. So,
No, look, this is a really lovely thing, and we're going to be okay. Matt Dyson, take a deep breath. Focus. Okay. The first word this morning is cat.
Dog.
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Bad.
Yes.
Correct. Yes. I think we're fair to say an easy start there. That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
The third word, however, is key.
Ring.
Oh! Nick went for lock.
Go for a key?
Went for lock.
Key lock.
All opposites.
Toy.
Story.
Yes. Yeah. And zoo.
Zookeeper.
Yes,
yes, that's right. Only one not matched today.
Are
Nick,
joking?
As I said, what a fantastic gesture, and I'm so pleased that you're feeling optimistic and that the family are safe and well. Thank you ever so much for tuning in, and it's been lovely having you on the show, my friend. You take care now.
And you guys, listen, keep up the great work. You probably don't realize how much good it's doing out there. It's keeping everybody sane. It's a brilliant show anyway, but at the moment, we need you more than ever. So keep it up. It's fantastic. And have a great rest of the day.
What a lovely man. Nick, thank you so much indeed for your very kind words. This, of course, means that we will be playing Five Words, Five Grand again tomorrow. There is no obligation to give the money to charity, I should point out. That was a nice thing for Nick to do. But if you want to play for your own needs, that's absolutely fine with us. If you want in, send me an email. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Five Words, Five Grand.
Radio. It's a Daybreak Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. It is also your National Bunsen Burner Day, and you guys have been getting in touch across the socials with your stories of have you ever cut your own or somebody else's hair and how badly did it go? And thank you very much indeed to Tanya, who says 20 years ago, she cut her son's hair with clippers on a number 4. She did it regularly. It was a Sunday night. She went straight down the middle as always. Nothing had ever gone wrong, starting at the forehead all the way down to the nape of the neck. And then all of a sudden, the clippers stopped. Everything was shut. My son went to school on Monday.
Oh, no.
He still mentions it from time to time. As I say, that's so from Tanya.
It's like the opposite of a Mohican, then.
Yeah, reverse Mohican. Yeah, yeah.
He was a terrible Mr. T impressionist for that Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed to everyone who got in touch with their stories on your National Bunsen Burner Day. Right, coming up next, we're going to be adding some more names to the Good Deed Register.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, home of this.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Yes, the Good Deed Register. Who's been doing good stuff in this difficult time? Whose name shall we add to the Good Deed Register? With a little bing, thank you, producer Will. Let us know across the Absolute Radio socials. And joining us right now on line one, we have Natalie. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Dave.
Welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure having you on. And we know that time is of the essence, because tell everybody listening what it is you're doing at the moment.
For work, I am a consultant anaesthetist looking after patients in South Wales.
My goodness, and what a rewarding job, and it must be very difficult at the moment. You're based at the Royal Gwent Hospital in Newport, South Wales. There is yourself and about 100 other people on your team. How has it been at the moment, Natalie?
Well, obviously, for everybody everywhere at the minute, it's a bit of a rough time, but we've got an amazing team and everyone's pulling together so well, and we're all just looking after each other at work.
So you say it's been incredibly busy for you. I mean, we can see that by, watching the news, and, you know, so many stories are coming out about how hard you guys are working and how you're heroes to us all. But of course, you do occasionally find a tiny little bit of downtime, and you came to our attention because you were tweeting Mr. Liam Gallagher. Tell everybody what interaction you were having with the great man LG.
I tweeted a photograph of myself at work dressed in my PPE.
Yes, you were in full regalia. And the reason this photo sprung out to me was not only because there's a hero at work, but also in the background, there it was, resplendent, large and purple. Yes, it was the Absolute Radio logo on your TV. So you've been listening to the station, you've been listening to the show, I believe, Nat.
Every morning wakes me up for work.
Natalie, that is an absolute honour. Thank you very much indeed. We love to hear that. Also, you've been playing Absolute Radio in the operating theatre, which has been turned into a critical care unit.
That's right, yeah. So we've got Absolute Radio on the TV there, just in the little area where we put our PPE equipment on there. So, you're streaming in live.
Wow, that's amazing. And as I say, an absolute honour. What we'd like to do for you is we have a four-pronged attack, Natalie. Are you ready for the four prongs?
I'm always ready, Dave.
Okay. Prong number one, our dear friends with DIY Benefits Wix would like to give you a £250 Wix gift card. That's prong number one.
Oh, wow.
Prong number two, we have to add you and your 100-strong team to the Good Deed Register. Producer Will, give us as many dings as you can, please. Prong number three, we would love to send you and your team, everyone there on the unit, we'd love to send you all something to eat. Can we have a load of pizzas delivered for you later on today?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Just to keep your bellies full, you're working hard. And prong number four, and this isn't a promise, but I will do my very best. When all of this is over and my good friend Liam Gallagher's back on the show, I'd like to invite you and a friend to come up and meet the man himself.
Oh my God, I would literally die.
Well, as I say, you're working so hard and we are all going to get through this, and that's something to look forward to. Natalie, it's a pleasure having you on the Good Deed Register. It's a pleasure being on in your place of work. Please send all of our love to your colleagues in the NHS and take care of yourselves.
Thank you so, so much. We're going to use that Wix voucher to buy some extra goggles for work, I think.
So extra goggles for work. Okay, yes, Wix do those. That's a very smart move. Give it up for Natalie, everybody. Incredible. Great.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Always look on the bright side of life.
We're adding some names to the Good Deed Register. We just spoke to the doctor, the hero that is Natalie, when we were talking with her off air during that last song. A few profanities slipped at her excitement of not only getting a Wix voucher, but pizza and potentially meeting Liam Gallagher when all this is over, and it will be over. But who else should we add to the Good Deed Register? Let us know the details so they can get the recognition they so richly deserve. Across the Absolute Radio socials is the best way of doing that, or you can email me. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. UK. And that's exactly what Matthew in York did. He says, "Hi Dave, I want to put my mum forward for the Good Deed Register, please. I was on a baking course last week where we made 100 loaves of bread a day. My mum kindly filled her chest freezer with as many loaves as she could. And over the coming weeks, she has been abandoning them on her neighbours' doorsteps like Dickensian orphans."
Wow.
let's get a little ding for the Good Deed Register. Thank you, Matthew. Your mum is very much on there. Bravo.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, a breakfast show comprised of all of its presenters and producers sat in their own homes, self-isolating and broadcasting to you via thousands of different laptops and bits of wiring that I do not understand. But yet we are with you every weekday morning from 6 a.m, which is when Matt Dyson chooses to socially arm us all. And not too long ago, Matt took us on a trip down memory lane to the brilliant Matt Lucas doing the Baked Potato song on Shooting Stars.
Baked potato changed my life. Baked potato showed me the way. To know what is wrong from right, you must listen to what potatoes say.
Do be good, don't be bad.
Baked potato.
Do be happy, don't be sad.
Thank you, baked potato. And if you want to have a better day, you must listen to what the baked potato say.
Now, the reason Matt bought us that is because Matt Lucas had very kindly reimagined that classic, but for people remembering to wash their hands and stay a safe distance from one another, which was a fantastic thing for Matt to do. And then
like just a surprise, a shock to us all, Emma piped up from her room in South London and said, oh, Stefan and I do the baked potato song. And we were like, what? And well, lo and behold, Emma, you have been, after a gentle bit of arm twisting from the hyper beast Womble executive producer Mark, you have very kindly allowed us all to be privy to you and your husband doing the baked potato song. Please press play so we can all enjoy.
I'm very much regretting ever admitting to this, but here we go.
Baked potato changed my life. Baked potato showed me the way. If you want to know what's wrong from right, you must listen to what potatoes say.
Do be good, don't be bad.
Thank you, baked potato.
Do be happy, don't be sad.
Thank you, baked potato. And if you want to have a better day, you must listen to what the baked potato say.
Do be early, don't be late.
Thank you, baked potato.
Always eat what's on your plate.
Thank you, baked potato. And if you want to have a better day, you must listen to what the baked potato say.
My goodness.
Amazing.
I love it.
And that's not even in isolation. That's just what we do in this house all the time.
I was going to say, it's okay if you feel like the wheels are coming off slightly because of self-isolation. It's something that's dogging people up and down the United Kingdom and around the world. Also, what we learned from that is the baked potato song is much improved with a Welsh lilt thrown in.
Yeah.
I really think Stefan was carrying me there. He's got good Welsh as well voice.
You were both fantastic. And Emma, all jokes aside, thank you very much indeed for sharing. And not too far in the distant future, in fact, in about 10 minutes' time, I'm pleased to say that both Emma and Stefan are going to be on the show together playing Mr. and Mrs. Also, we can tell you how Absolute Radio can pay your bills.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where we are keen to pay your bills, but during challenging times, we're keen to pay them in a very special way. This Friday, we're going to be finding the winner of £50,000. 25 grand of that will be yours. The other £25,000 you can split between your family and friends, however you see fit. Now, to be in the draw, you need to text WIN to 81215. That's WIN to 81215. Now, speaking of family, as this is the self-isolation breakfast show of the people, we are all at home with our partners. And yesterday, Matt and Katie Dyson played a game of Mr. and Mrs., getting 2 out of 3 answers correct. They matched them up. And this morning, as promised, it is Emma Jones and Stefan. Stefan, good morning and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me back, Dave. It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, it's lovely having you on. It always is. Bravo on the baked potato song, by the way. That was 1,000 times better than I ever thought it could have been. So thank you.
It's been a bit of a Stefan and Emma heavy half an hour. Sorry about
really
that.
Really? Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's been great. I believe you've been practicing yoga every day, Stefan.
Well, you've got to do something, Dave. There's only a certain amount of Call of Duty a man can play in one day. And also, because everybody's on the internet now, I'm getting so much lag that I'm not doing very well on the game. So I get so frustrated when I throw my controller across the screen so that yoga helps to bring me back to my zen, my central place.
Sensible thinking.
In. Yeah.
Well, I believe that your downward dog and Emma's jigsaw puzzles are currently fighting for space in the house at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, not being funny, right? Who does a 2,000-word jigsaw when you live in a one-bedroom
flat?
Your
wife, that's the answer. Look, that's your
no,
wife.
You've done this every
these
morning.
These are unprecedented times. Okay?
Yeah. We can't just use that as society as an excuse of things that we do going forward, can we, from now on? Right, look, let's get down to business, shall we? As Matt and Katie had yesterday, I've got 3 questions for you here. Write down your answers, we'll play a little ditty, and we'll see if they all match up. And the first question, guys, is what is the one thing that Stefan does that annoys you the most, Emma?
Only one thing? You could...
We've heard many on the show before, haven't we?
So many. To be fair.
So write those down. What A-levels did Emma do, and what were her grades?
Ooh.
Oh, that's hard.
That's tough, that is.
And finally, if Emma could receive one gift from you, Stefan, what would be her dream present? Write down the 3 answers. We'll see if any of them match next.
Absolute Radio pays pays your bills, you can win £50,000. Text cost £2 plus your standard network rate.
Online entry and terms at absoluteradio.co.uk.
You must be over 18 to play.
Lines close Friday, 6th of April at 6 p.m.
We're playing across the Absolute Radio network.
It's a Tuesday morning. We are playing a game of Mr. and Mrs. with Emma Jones and Stefan. Now, we've had your three questions. You've written down your answers. Let's see how many of them, if any at all, match. Question one. What is the one thing that Stefan does that annoys you the most, Emma? Emma, what did you write down?
I mean, it was really hard to nail it down to one thing, but I went for he's on his phone all the time.
He's on his phone. You're on, you're on your phone just as much, if not more, than I am. So I'm not having that
okay,
at all.
Okay, on his phone all the time.
What did you write down, Stefan?
So I put sometimes, as you know, sure people listening will, you know, will sympathise with me. Sometimes I'm in a rush and I put my clothes in the laundry bin. Sometimes I put my socks in balls. And that is apparently annoying.
That is so annoying. Put them in separately, otherwise I have to untie them.
It's not a big deal, as you're already doing the laundry, so it's not going to answer a couple of seconds.
Okay,
per thing,
yeah, they are both things that annoy me, to be fair.
All right, break it up, guys, break it up.
Okay, the next question is, what A-levels did Emma do and what were her grades?
Was it English, PE, history, 3 A's?
I did get 3 A's, but it was
what?
English, literature, history and sociology.
Oh, I was close to
PE.
PE? A-level running? anyone could get an A in that, surely.
Stefan, it's a mistake any of us could make. If my partner ran a marathon, I think she did PE at A-level as well.
Exactly.
Just, of course, of course.
And of course, she doesn't mention it.
And the final question. If Emma could receive one gift from you, Stefan, what would be her dream present?
A holiday, somewhere sunny.
Oh, yeah, I said a weekend away or a holiday. So, yeah.
We'll take that on Mr. Weeks's.
One match.
That is one out of three. Stefan, it's always lovely speaking to you. And when all of this is over, I look forward to having a beer with you, my friend. You take care of yourself now and have a great show later on today.
Yeah, thank you very much. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Stefan.
Take care.
Bye, mate. So tomorrow, if we can drag our partners on air, it's either going to be Glenn and his girlfriend or me and my wife. Although, Glenn, I think I speak for both our partners when I say they are reluctant to come on air.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. If not, it'll be Matt and I again. And everyone loves that.
Absolute Radio pays your bills. You can win £50,000. Text cost £2 plus your standard network rate.
Online entry and terms at absoluteradio.co.uk.
You must be over 18 to play.
Lines close Friday, 6th of April at 6 p.m.
We're playing across the Absolute Radio network.
That's it from The Breakfast Show this morning. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. Thank you to those who got in touch. You can continue to do so across the Absolute Radio socials, or you can email me, whether it be about one of our regular features, whether there's something you feel that we should have on the show, whether there's a story that you want to tell, whether you just want to reach out. The email address is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Now, there is a podcast out and about. It gives you something to do. It is just something to do. Download it from wherever you get your podcast from. And this morning's, as I played the podcast naming My First Music Book Guitar, which the team only discovered today, I play myself. They're not preloaded tunes, guys. I'm laying down those licks. So one is, if a Colombian drug baron named Mario sends you anything in the post, don't open it.
Good advice.
There's this chimpanzee who paints that my girlfriend follows on Instagram. There's a lot going on there. But I think we are going to call the podcast today, The Belly Button Crevice is Absolutely Horrible. Until tomorrow at 6 a.m. Thanks once again for tuning in. Stay safe. Arrivederci.
He came, he saw, he tried to conquer, but alas, we've told him to come back tomorrow and try again. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.